Blog Talk Radio.
You're dialing in from. Welcome to the Living by Design show with Kathy Holloway Hill. You have me for the next 30 minutes, and I am so excited to bring you a magnificent episode. We have a phenomenal guest who will be joining us today. None other than broadcast media icon, TV and radio personality, the former game show host of the Who's Your Millionaire, which is the longest running game show in the state of Indiana, and most importantly, my former co-host here on the Living by Design show, and we will be bringing him on the air here shortly. But I just want to say happy holidays to everyone, and I know you are all so looking forward to starting your new year off. New year, new you, and that's what we're going to talk about today here on Living by Design. Tony Lamont is going to be joining us, and he's going to be talking about everything that he has been experiencing lately, reinventing his career. And I'm so excited because he's going to be joining us to talk about a lot of things he's working on. And first and foremost, he's coming on here to say hello to his fans. And then secondly, to share some valuable tips and methods on how he's been getting to the next level in his career. So with that, I am going to bring on the line none other than the one and only Mr. Tony Lamont. Hello, Tony. How are you doing this evening?
Hi there, Kathy. How are you?
I am fantastic, and I am so excited, and so are my listeners. We are all very happy to have you back here on the show. So how have you been doing?
You know what? I've been very blessed. I've been blessed in so many different ways. I've had an opportunity to do what I need to do, and God has blessed me with an opportunity to build on my career. And you said in the opening about reinvention and reinventing myself, and that's what I'm in the process of doing right now.
Amazing. That is so good to hear, Tony, because I know I receive so many emails and so many inquiries as to where is Tony? Is he coming back? So I'm so happy that you took the time to join us today. So let's just go ahead and jump right into it, because I know you have been extremely busy with a lot of projects, reinventing your life. So just share with us some of the things that you've been working on lately.
Well, I've been working, I work for a company called Clover Lane Media, and Clover Lane Media is run by a veteran broadcaster in the Indianapolis market by the name of Andrea Moorhead. She is the president and CEO of the company, and I am the director of media for the company, and also we all wear various hats, so my responsibilities, besides being the director of media, handling the media for the company, I also do some videography, I do some sound editing, some photography. It is a startup company. We develop television shows. There's a show that we actually, we recently have done. We started it over the summer, and over the summer it's called It's a Family Reunion, and the show is a show that's, and actually it's a new kind of thing. A lot of folks have heard of documentaries and folks have heard of reality shows. This is kind of a combination of the two, where we actually have gone and followed a family during their family reunion, and we've partnered with Ancestry.com, and Ancestry.com actually has come on, and we will, after the research with Ancestry, reveal some secrets about the family that they may not have known. And it's unique because we did a family in northern Indiana, and they found some cousins they never knew they had. and it was really great. And we recently did an episode in Atlanta, Georgia, of another family that's going to be airing on the website. It aired on PBS here in Indianapolis, WFYI, and it's also going to be airing nationally on PBS soon. And then we've got some other projects we're developing, but we primarily develop television shows and television concepts.
Awesome. That sounds amazing. Now, Tony, let me just ask you. You mentioned that you, you're working on the videographer side and the sound editing, and you're the director of media, which sounds amazing. I'm sure you do a phenomenal job. So will you always be behind the camera, behind the scene, or will you ever be in front of the camera doing some appearances, using your voice because, you know, you have an amazing voice? So will there ever be any of that involved?
You know, there's a possibility. I mean, I've done, like in the first episode of the show opens up with me announcing. So, I mean, that's my background, so I'm probably never going to get away from that in any capacity. As far as being in front of the camera again, there's a possibility. Being in front of the camera, being behind a microphone on a regular basis, there is a good possibility that that will happen. How often it happens with this project, I don't know. We talked about the possibility of hosting shows with the CEO of the company, Andrea, being a veteran broadcaster and journalist. There will be some time. She'll do some things that will develop shows. And with my history and my broadcast experience being in front of the camera and behind the microphone the same way, we'll probably do it a little bit of the same. But it's kind of gotten to the point after you spend so many years away from in the industry, being in front of the camera. I was with the Hoosier Millionaire Show for 16 years.
Wow.
And I was on radio broadcasting for 31 years.
Oh, my God.
So it's kind of one of those things where, in the reinvention side of things, you kind of want to kind of take the time to do the development because you learn all those skills, and it's like, okay, now let me take what I've done when I was doing it and help some other folks, develop some other folks, get some other things going. So that's what it's kind of all about now.
Awesome. Awesome. I absolutely love it. Now, Tony, let me just ask you, for our fans who want to just find out a little bit more about Clover Lane Media as well as the show that you just mentioned, It's a Family Reunion, do you have some websites or some contacts, some information where they could go and just take a look and read more about it?
Mm-hmm. You could go to www.cloverlanemedia.com. Clover Lane Media, one word. It's just like the clover, you know, four-leaf clover. So CloverLaneMedia.com. And it's CloverLaneMedia.com, CloverLaneMedia.com. Or you can go to our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page for It's a Family Reunion. And you just type in It's a Family Reunion, and you'll see our avatar, which is a little tree, and it says It's a Family Reunion. You'll hit that, and you'll be able to go to the Facebook page and follow us there. You can also tweet us, and it's a family reunion. It's a family reu, actually. It's a family and RU, because you couldn't spell the whole word out because they wouldn't give you enough characters. So it's a family and then RU, and that's what it'll be.
Excellent. And I'm sure when you mentioned the Facebook page, it's a fan page, right?
Yes, it is a fan page. It is. We're able to, you know, do some comments, but of course we monitor all the comments and everything, and we post some comments up. But we want to hear from anybody and everyone, and we encourage as many folks as we possibly can to go check out our sites, go check out our fan page, and let us know what you think about it. Because the best thing for us is when you take the time to take a look at what we're doing and give us some suggestions. Since we've started the show, we've probably had about 25 families who have reached out and said, hey, how can my family be a part of the It's a Family Reunion? But we're developing some unbelievable shows, and those shows are being shopped all over the country to various networks, and it's just our hope and our plan that eventually everyone will see what our passion is, and that is to do some very positive, and not knocking anybody's programming. Reality TV works and all of that, and that's great. But the way we look at it is there's not enough positive programming out there, and this is about positive programming. This is about lifting people, lifting cultures, lifting attitudes and ideas about being better about who you are, having pride with whom you are. So that's what this is all about.
That is amazing. I love everything you said. And I'm also going to just add, please go to the Facebook page and like it. It is a fan page, so look it up on Facebook. It's a family reunion. Like the page. Make a comment. If you want to send an email to Andrea Moorhead or Tony Lamont, let them know what you think. If you're interested in having your family be featured, reach out to them. Let them know. You never know. You may be featured on the show. So, you know, this is really an amazing project that you're working on, so I'm really excited about that. So congratulations to you on that, Tony. Now, let's move to another piece that I want to just kind of pick your brain on and you can share with our listeners. I know you have been involved in so many things in your life. You're just an icon in the industry. So let's talk about this reinvention. Now, I know there have been many, many obstacles that you've had to overcome in order to transform your life and move to the next level and all those things. Share with us some of the biggest obstacles that you've had to face and how you were able to overcome those.
Well, you know, in an industry where your personality is the selling point for what you do, the obstacles in the industry in radio and broadcasting is not only the music, it's about, you know, people caring about who you are and being nice and kind. One of the biggest things I had to learn to do, because I'm an introverted individual, I may have said it, you know, in the past, I'm a person who is a quiet guy, but my persona in many instances, or that guy, had to turn on to be something else. So one of my biggest challenges and or obstacles was to learn how to be an outgoing individual in public. And it's kind of interesting, because I chose to be a very public person as an introverted person. So that was a big challenge for me. Some of the other challenges that I've learned to overcome and deal with is understanding that in my life, when I'm a quote-unquote personality, it's not my life. My life belongs to everyone else. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of people think that it's a 24-hour thing. And in that 24-hour thing, when you're doing your work, well, as soon as I cut off the mic or I'm off the camera, if I'm out in public, I belong to the public. And I may want that time, but I put in that time. So you see celebrities all the time with all the stuff going on. And they talk about paparazzi and all that. But the bottom line is, it's a part of who they are. If those people did not like them or want to get the attention from them, they wouldn't be famous or they wouldn't be successful. So that's a part of it. That was a big adjustment for me.
Very good. I totally understand that. Now, with you being in media and broadcasting, and I totally understand that that is a major part of the process and your career. But for someone who's just trying to accomplish their goal, or they may be trying to start a business, or they may be trying to get a job because they were laid off, what is some advice that you can give them for just some easy steps, some easy first steps that they can do to move themselves to the next level?
You know, the easiest thing to do is to, first of all, determine what it is you really want to do. Reinvention is taking the time to reassess. And so when you reassess what you want to do with that next phase of your life, because they say you're going to have at least 4 or 5 different careers. Actually, it's, I think, 8 different careers.
That's
in your
true.
Lifetime. So if you're going to have at least 8 different careers in your lifetime, you have to, each time you reassess or you reinvent, you have to take a look at what it is you're going to do. So you have to take the time, and that means you have to really think about it. So one of the first things and easiest things to do is decide what it is you really want to do. And you've said this on your show. We used to say it on the show when I was your co-host before. But the bottom line is, when you sit and you love something, determine what it is and then go do it. So one of the biggest things to do is decide what it is you want to do and what you love to do, because there's a difference between a job and a career. And you can have several careers, but you can have many jobs. And I always encourage anyone to have, you know, careers, because it makes them feel good. So one of the easiest things to do is to reassess and just find out what it is you want to do. And that just takes some sitting down and concentrating, and then write it down, follow up, get the research, and do what you need to do.
I absolutely love what you said about there's a difference in a job and a career. And I'm just going to take that one step further and say there's also a difference in having a strength and a passion. And I have to say that, you know, because I got caught up in that for many, many years in a career where I had a strength in that area and it was not a passion. So when you're doing this and when you're trying to understand what it is you want to do and you're trying to figure out what do I want to do, make sure it's a passion and not a strength. I mean, it's great to have a strength and you're doing something that is a strength for you, but it's so much more fulfilling. It's so much more rewarding when it's a passion for you because you're not going to get stopped. I mean, there's a difference. As you know, I always say, when you're interested in a goal, you do what's convenient. And when you're committed, you do whatever it takes. So as you're going through that self-discovery process, I encourage you to make sure you assess whatever your passions are, because that's where the true value and the true success lies in your attempt to figure out what it is you want to do with your life. Now, Tony, I also wanted to talk to you about the comfort zone, just, you know, for a minute before we end our segment. But let's just take a few minutes and talk about the comfort zone, because I know oftentimes that really does stifle individuals from growing and stifles them from moving to the next level. So what are some tips that you can give individuals to not allow that comfort zone to consume them and keep them stuck?
You have to be courageous, first of all. Because it takes courage to step outside what you normally are used to. It takes a strength. But like you said before, when you're passionate about something, one of the hardest things to do is to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I can do it, when you have a fear of failure. You have to have an attitude of not fearing failure, because the truth of the matter is, it doesn't matter how many times you fail, it's that success you're going for. And if you're successful, you had many, many opportunities to fail, and you have failed. I don't know anybody that's successful in business or has been successful in life that has not faced failure. So that's why I said you have to be courageous. So to get out of the comfort zone, one of the first things you have to do is be courageous and be willing to. And it was told to me a long time ago, and I never looked. We talked about the comfort zone. Well, the comfort zone is actually, if you imagine a circle around you, you walk every day within that circle. That's your comfort zone. But imagine if you were walking one day and that circle stopped and you kept walking. You were walking out of your comfort zone. Well, the easiest thing to do in your mind and in your spirit is say, I am not going to let this place that I've lived in psychologically and emotionally keep me from doing the things that I'm destined to do. And that's where the courageousness and the comfort comes from. So you just have to say to yourself, this is what I'm going to do. And commit yourself to it and make it a habit. That's one of the hardest things for people to understand. One thing that happens all the time, the reason that many of us stay stuck is because we're stuck in a habit of doing things a certain way. Change is growth. So what you have to do is be willing to be courageous, to step out and be fearless in change. Because when you take a look at change, it is growth. And growth is an opportunity for you to go to whatever level you need to go, and just be fearless. That's one of the easiest things I can say. It's just the easiest thing to do is be fearless. If somebody was trying to do something to someone you love and you wanted to save their life, you would be fearless. You would get over it almost instantly. Well, you can't love anybody more than you love yourself. Believe me, once you realize that, be fearless about saving your life, and loving what you're doing with your life.
Amazing. I absolutely agree with every single thing you said, Tony. And, you know, we fear failure, but failure is not final. It's feedback. And we've got to take that feedback and use it to propel us to the next level. And I always say that fear, in my opinion, is an acronym for failure expected and received. So if you expect to fail, you will. And don't allow that to happen. Now, as you all know, I recently wrote a book entitled Lies, Love, and Life. So if you have not purchased your copy yet, I encourage you to do that. The holidays are coming up. They make great gifts. Purchase one for yourself, because we get so caught up in telling ourselves lies, and we get so caught up in convincing ourselves that, oh, it happened before and the outcome was not positive. Well, your outlook will be your outcome. So think about how you talk to yourself and the lies that you tell yourself, because that's how new habits and new behaviors are created. And as Tony just said, I mean, once you get stuck in those toxic negative habits, and, you know, then it becomes a part of who you are, Now you have to create new behaviors and new habits to get out of that comfort zone. So I encourage you to try to do that because it's very, very important. And I just want to talk a minute about courage, because courage is something that I know it's a word that's thrown around a lot, but we all possess courage. Just like we all possess fear, well, we all possess courage. And it's a choice that we have to make. Everything that we do in life is a choice. And you cannot be successful or fix a problem with the same type of thinking that you had when you created the problem. So you know that your thinking has to change. You know you need to stop lying to yourself. You know you have to create affirmations. And an affirmation is just a positive statement that gets you to where you want to be. So my last question to Tony is, what are some very, very small first steps that our listeners can take to move them from a place of being stuck to the place that they want to get? Just some really easy steps, because we know change is difficult and it doesn't happen overnight. So what are just some easy things that they could do?
Okay, I'm a spiritual person, so I take pride in knowing that, you know, God is in my life and God is first in my life. So one of the easiest things that you can do, first of all, is pray. Pray on it.
Very good.
Make sure that you put it out there, as some people say, put it out there in the universe, what you want and what you want done and how you want it done. So pray on it. Ask for what you want. Make it clear what you want to become and what you want to do. That's first of all. Secondly, follow up with those things, because here's the thing that I've learned. If you say you want it, be careful how you ask for it, because it's going to be delivered the way that you ask for it. So make sure you're clear about what you want. Two very simple steps. Ask for it and be clear on what you want. And another step is don't be afraid of moving towards it. Also, networking is so very important.
Yes.
You've got to take the time to meet those people. If there's an industry or a field or a job that you really want to do, there's someone doing it. And nowadays with the internet, I'm a research nut. If I want to know something, there's a tutorial, there's a book, there's a person that I can talk to get the information. And if I don't get the information from this person I ask, then I'll ask someone else. Someone is going to be willing to give you the information that you need. That's the fearless part of it, because if you really want it, it doesn't matter who you ask as long as you get the valuable information that you need. So talk to somebody that knows and is in the field that you're doing and utilize that information. You never know, because that individual may take you under their wing and be your mentor and help you through the process, because no one gets to where they are without the help of someone else. Another step that you can definitely take in place is when you sit there and I'm a meditation guy too, so visualize it.
That's great.
Sit every day, or take the time, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, or how much time, visualize what it is you're going to do. Because if you can take the time to see where you're going, when you get there, you recognize it. And what's amazing is when you visualize it and you understand how it's going to happen, then that means that when you start facing those situations that you visualized, you recognize your success coming towards you. And that's one of the things that people, because sometimes the success is knocking on the door and people don't see it. They're like, oh, I had a chance, I missed it. No, you didn't miss the chance, you just didn't realize what the chance looked like. But imagine if you realize, okay, I'm coming through the door, I'm going to meet such and such, and this individual is going to be the person that's going to help me. And I'm going to ask this question when they ask me, what am I interested in? I'm going to say this, I'm going to say that. Actors, actresses, singers, performers rehearse every day for their trade. Why shouldn't you take the time to rehearse for your success?
You know, I you are so right, because I have visualized my career so many different ways and so many different times, because when you visualize, not only is it a powerful method of bringing what you want into your life, it's also a powerful method of strengthening and that courage that we talked about earlier. It's a very powerful way, because the soul never thinks without a picture, and your subconscious does not know the difference in a vision and reality. So when you visualize something, your subconscious is taking that as reality. So your actions and your behaviors begin to align around that vision, and that's how you bring it into your life. So that is so true, Tony, and I really, really thank you for those nuggets. Very important. I love what you said about the network. You've got to get out there and find the people, find the type of networks of whatever it is that you want to do. And when you talked about knowing what you want, I also have to say it's very important to know why you want it, because there are a lot of people who know what they want, but they have no idea why they want it. So if you know what your why is, sometimes it can be as powerful as your what. So know why you want what you want. Please do not, I repeat, do not chase money. Do not allow money to be the reason you're doing what you're doing, because it's always been said that if you follow your passions and you're doing what it is you're passionate about, the money will follow. So don't allow that to stop you, because it will just get in your way. So we're coming up on our last few minutes of the show, and we want to really thank you, Tony. We want to thank you for all of the powerful nuggets of information you've given us. And just for the people who are just coming on and joining us on the show, go ahead and give us your website information with the projects you're working on, the Clover Lane Media and the It's a Family Reunion, just one more time.
Okay, Clover Lane Media is the name of the company that is producing the television shows, and I am the director of media for the company. And so it's CloverLaneMedia.com. That's CloverLaneMedia.com, all one word. Also, It's a Family Reunion is one of our first shows that we produced, and it went on here locally in Indianapolis. It's at itsafamilyreunion.com. That's itsafamilyreunion.com, spelled out in one word. And you can go to the website and see some of the footage and see some of the history of what we've done. You can also like us on Facebook. It's a fan page, and It's a Family Reunion at Facebook. And then you can tweet us at It's a Family Reu, R-U. And I also want to let you know, too, that coming very soon, I'm going to launch my own website. And it's TonyLamontEnterprises.com, and you'll be able to see, because I have my own company along with working with Clover Lane Media, and I produce independent videos and do video production and graphic arts and artwork and things like that, and develop marketing and branding strategies, because I've got such a history in that, so I do all of that too. I'm excited because I know we talked about it, and you're going to help me launch this. Well, I've talked about it for a long time, and I'm finally going to do it. I'm probably going to very soon. I'm not going to say probably. I am very soon going to have a program here on Blog Talk Radio, and it's called For Real. And the show is actually an offshoot of a show that I did when I was producing television shows for a broadcast company here in Indianapolis, and it's dealing with issues.
That was through Radio 1, right?
It was at that time. It was through Shirk Incorporated that was bought by Radio 1.
Okay.
But what it was it was a locally produced television show. It was a broadcast television show. We had about maybe 200,000-300,000 viewers every week, and the show dealt with issues in the community, from domestic violence to homelessness to father and motherhood. And we called it For Real because I don't really skate around the conversations. I deal with all the topics for real. So look for For Real on this network, and you'll get an opportunity. And we'll get all the information, and hopefully, Kathy, you'll be able to give me the information so I can link to you and you can link to me, and all your listeners will hopefully have an opportunity to check out the show.
Awesome. That is amazing, Tony. I tell you, I am so excited about all of the wonderful projects you're working on. And stay tuned, because we just have so much coming up here. Tony and I are going to be collaborating in many different projects on many different things, because your success is our passion. So we are so committed to your success and whatever your goals are. So look for so many more positive and amazing and fun announcements coming up from Tony Lamont and myself. But we are going to sign off for now. This episode of Living by Design is for you. We're trying to get you ready on the right track so that you can prepare. New year, new you, coming up in 2013. So I am Kathy Holloway Hill, and I'm going to end with a quote, because I love quotes. Henry Ford said it best when he said, "Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right." Thank you, everyone. I'm Kathy Holloway Hill, and we'll see you this time next week here on the Living by Design Show. Good night, everyone.